95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station, your official radio station for Bike Week 2022. Happy to be enjoying Bike Week with Twisted Tea, SR Parade, Josh, and Billy. Twisted Tea. He's the ringleader of all things Twisted Tea. And I understand we are going to have some Twisted Tea represented tomorrow at the Speedway, which we'll talk about in a minute. But we got more flavors to get into. Let's stop the talking and start the drinking.
That's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. That's right.
So we have our last flavor in the 12-pack variety party pack. This is going to be peach tea.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Seems kind of a gimme, right?
That's right. We had some other flavors.
No doubt.
We're in this variety pack.
Yeah, and the peach was something that came a little later. Like I said, it was original, and it was half and half. And then we had raspberry, and then after that was like a cavalcade of different flavors that we tried. And when we landed on peach, I mean, people just go bananas for it.
Now, you don't get a hint of alcohol in any of these beverages.
No, you do not.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, the other thing, using a clear, flavorless, odorless malt base.
Right.
So, you know, we ferment the barley malt. And you know, this is Brew Crew, so we can talk a little bit about this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
When we ferment the barley malt, and then we put it through, it's a process where we take out all of the, any kind of adjuncts and impurities, and then it's just a completely clear, odorless, flavorless malt base that we add to the tea. And it's great. One of the other attributes about Twisted Tea that I mentioned is that because it's non-carbonated, a lot of people will, you can use it as a mixer. If you want to, you know.
Might have just changed my life.
Yeah. If you want to kick it up a notch. But I think Twisted Tea is fine just the way it is, but we've seen people that
Give us an example. Let's hear it, because we talk about this a lot in the brewery.
Yeah, we do a lot of
mixing. Our own experimenting. What would you recommend somebody try out?
Well, I know that there's, you can put vodka-based inside some of the original. They call it an ice pick.
I know that
people will put bourbon into the peach, and they call it a Sunday morning. It's amazing what these bartenders and barbacks come up with, man, at these bike rides.
Wow,
I'm telling
that's fantastic.
You.
That is fantastic.
Because I know what I'm doing on Sunday.
Right. Sunday morning.
I'll try to text you during it, but I don't know if I can. I'll probably be too busy drinking. All right, that's a massive can you're about to crack,
that's
pal.
That's a huge can.
What's going on with that?
So most of those flavors in that variety pack actually come in 24-ounce cans as well.
Okay.
Single serves in your convenience stores a lot of the times.
24 ounce.
Most of your convenience stores are going to have multiple flavors at once, and it's a two-for-one program, so grab two.
Yeah.
Might as well try two different flavors.
Right. And you'll look them up at srparot.com/beerfinder.
Exactly.
If you want to.
Oh, yeah. That's great. You know what I learned, too, what's really interesting about the 24-ounce can is that different regions have different names for them.
Okay.
So out west, they call them silos.
Really?
And in the Northeast, they'll call them stovepipes.
So stovepipes are
And some places in the Midwest, they call them logs, you know, which is interesting. I just call it
a log of Twisted Tea.
Call it a double banger.
Yeah, double banger. Sure.
Really?
Where did you get that from?
Myself.
So was that St. Lou? Is that where you got that?
No, that's me.
Okay. Fair
enough. Big ass can work.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You know, stovepipe makes me think about the late Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln, I was just going
to
say. Sure. Yeah.
So this one's to Abe.
Yeah,
this
Abe. One's to
cheers.
Abe. The mango's good. It's really nice.
I've not had the mango. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Raspberry might have to step aside for a second.
So one really cool thing that we're doing now, we're just introducing it into the market, is Twisted Tea Draft.
Yes.
Oh. Explain. How does that happen?
So it's been in works for a while from what I understood, but we finally actually have it here in Daytona and the surrounding areas. Definitely check out the website to see where they're at. I know for sure over in Brass Tap out there in Palm Coast, and then I believe it'll be a Boot Hill at some point as well.
Oh, really?
But definitely check out the website. I'm really stoked about it. From what I understand, it has a little bit of a different flavor profile, but nothing too crazy, and it's cool because, you know, you're getting it in a glass rather than a can.
Is it still not carbonated?
Yeah, it's still not carbonated, and that leads us to another great thing about Twisted Tea. Because it's non-carbonated, you can pour it over ice. So, like, you know, when I'm doing yard work and I put one down and then I can't find it and I open another one and I can't find it. And, like, later in the day, I say, oh, I was looking for that. And I'll just pour, pour it over ice. And here we're back in the game.
You know, and Steve, being his first Twisted Tea full experience today, is also fascinated with the concept of the lawnmower beer. But what about the lawnmower Twisted Tea, right? Mm. You get a glass of ice, you pour it over there. If some grass falls in it, so be it. That's
it's a whole different game.
Yeah, turn on self-repel.
Right.
And you check one of the boxes. You know, you're outdoor. You're day drinking.
Right.
You may, maybe you're not partying because you're mowing the lawn, but, like, you know, two out of three are bad.
Well. I like it all. All right. So this is assuming that we weren't feeling like some stomach fat right now. If we did and you want to get a little bit lighter, this is the light option?
Yep.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, I think that the better for you category sure. has been really something that's taken off quite a bit. It's interesting how, like, we went to one side of the spectrum with craft right. beer. It was like an 800-calorie oatmeal right. stout, you know.
Right.
But now we've kind of come back to better okay. for you. So Twisted Tea, it's lighter in calories, it's lighter in sugar, smooth. And it's just got a hair less alcohol to it, but not that you would notice.
It doesn't, I mean, you get the, so I feel like this is one of those deceiving things, because you get a lot of flavor in this, and you're saying it's light, but it tastes as full flavor as anything else we've tried.
I'd taste no difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little less viscous than, say, the original.
That's fair. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So a little thinner on the palate
okay.
as opposed to, like, yes. the original where, you know, you just get this big, big mouthfeel.
Thank you for using viscosity, by the way. Well, I'm an English nerd, so I love it. Viscosity. Put that on the board for our favorite adjectives of the day.
All right. Well, I lucked out. That was in my calendar word for the day today.
So there you go.
Good thing I got word to use it. Yeah.
But it is like a formula. You're right. That's like you got to chase these niche markets when they pop up, right? And that's a great... thing to have for people who want that option.
Absolutely. We want to give them an alternative.
Yeah, it's 110 calories.
Oh my God, give me another one.
Yeah, wow. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That's a big can for 110 calories.
You're looking at the wrong can.
Yeah, right. Oh, well, still.
Uh-oh.
Still.
He looks at them in Paris usually.
Yeah. Come in 12 packs right now. Just the one flavor, but
okay.
You know, they should be right next to those variety packs or the original 12 packs as well.
So we've got Bike Week. You're battling, and it's a battle for a market share at that point, right? I mean, you've got all these people in town. You got a captive audience. What are they drinking? What do they want to drink? You've got to convince these people that they want to drink your product. And that's why you're out everywhere, right?
Precisely. Yeah. And the easiest thing, the way to do it, is to sample them.
Yeah. Right?
And I've been in this. I've been with Boston Beer for over 22 years.
Wow,
which is great. It's been the thrill of a lifetime. But I've been in this role for 12 years, and I counted, because I count how many people I sample per event, and then I wrap it up for the year.
Really?
You know, because they want to know what I'm doing. You know, they don't want to think I'm riding motorcycles doing radio interviews all day.
I like this. Okay.
I can tell you with a pretty degree of certainty that I've sampled over 500,000 people in the last 12 years on Twisted Tea.
Wow.
Which has been, it's been a thrill. And the other thing that makes me so happy is when somebody comes up to me and they say, you know, I've heard of Twisted Tea, but I've never tasted it.
Really?
Brother, you're in the right spot. Here you go. And then invariably, the next thing they'll say is, wow, this is really tasty.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful because, again, you know, all of the marketing campaigns, all the different things that you know, different companies have, the magic is in the product. And for us, the magic is in the liquid. I don't care how good the ads are
or
how good the pitch is.
That's right.
If you don't have a good product.
Yeah, the staying power has to be the product.
It's got
to
be the product.
It doesn't matter how good your cans look. It's what's in them that counts.
Steve, this is a family. This is a family.
Their children hearing this part of the show. But I totally agree with you because they're, you can have malt beverages that have an attacking flavor that might be good for one.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a product that you could have many of.
Yeah.
And your palate is not wrecked. I mean, it's great. These are all the things you would want, especially on a bike week.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. A lot of things to do. Josh, srparrot.com/beerfinder to find these products. But they're everywhere, right? I mean, you can find them wherever you go.
Damn near everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if they were everywhere, I wouldn't have a job. So let's slow down a little bit. You know, I got a couple years so hard to retire.
That's a great point. Yeah. I was at a pawn shop. I sold none of it. So, until we see you out on the streets. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.